We'll stand for a scripture reading whilst our musicians are taking their positions. Then we'll just sing another song.
2
Chronicles chapter 7, 13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people.
Kana ndichinge ndadzivira kudenga kuti mvura irege kunaya, kana zvimwe ndichinge ndarayira mhashu kuti dzipedze nyika, kana zvimwe ndichinge ndatuma denda pakati pavanhu vangu.
If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Kana vanhu vakatumidzwa nezita rangu vakazvininipisa, vakanyengetera nokutsvaga chiso changu nokurega nzira dzavo dzakaipa, ipapo ndichanzwa kudenga ndichavakanganwira zvivi zvavo nokupodza nyika yavo.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Mwari aropafadze kuvenga kweshoko ravo.
As you take your seats.
Tichigara hedu pasi.
Do you have a song or?
Mune zimbe ya mukwasa kuimba.
Or can. Torai moyo.
Torai moyo wangu yeshi munyi. Muropa Desha Bidze Ndeche Nese Chando Chama.
Torai moyo wangu once more time.
Oh, torai, oh, torai moyo, moyo wangu ishe munyi nike muro opa.
We want to thank the Lord tonight. We just want to have a time of prayer. We've spoken about prayer changes things. And it is true, prayer changes things. We want to talk about the power of prayer. We are not going to preach just a few comments and then we just have time to pray. Sometimes we live under our privileges because we do not know exactly that which belongs to us or what power we do have. Now, God sometimes He has to throw in situations or even a sickness to you to make you or to revive the faith in you to realize you can speak that disease out of existence. So tonight we just want to talk about the power of prayer so that you realize that power lays within you. It's not somebody else, it's exactly in you.
Now, if
you realize that you've got the power, you can make use of that power. The other time I mentioned to say you can be threatened by somebody holding a catapult and you are holding a machine gun. If you don't realize that you are holding on to power, indeed you can listen to whatever the one holding a catapult is instructing you to do. But tonight we want to let you know that there is power in prayer. And if you realize that, make use of that power. El Shaddai 62, the prophet says, that's where we just get the subject. He says, oh, I love that. God's grace to His children, the power of faith, the power of prayer changes things. So the power of prayer, brother and sister, tonight it can change your things. Oh, brother, sister, we are living in the shadows of His justice. That same God that lived in Abraham's day is the same God today, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All hell can never break one of these promises. This is very true, brother and sister. Even if hell breaks loose, it will never break the promises of God. God stays with His promise. There's nothing ever that can change Him. In the message, I am the resurrection and the life. The prophet says, on 66,
paragraph 66,
Brother Branham, the doctor, said I couldn't live just a little longer. But even now, Lord, whatsoever you ask God, God will do it. Prayer changes things. Is that right? Say, Brother Branham, I can't walk. They told me I can never walk no more. But even now, Lord, whatsoever you ask God will do it. There you are. Look, then something is going to happen. In the message, the angel of the Lord, the prophet is talking about Hezekiah. When the prophet told him to say, put your house in order, you are going to die. Now, 20, the prophet says,
paragraph 20, prophet Anot.
Instead of doing that, the prophet had done going, he spoke to the prophet and said, return back and tell him I heard his prayer. So God had told the prophet to say, tell Hezekiah to say you are going to die.
Mari vanga vataura muprofita kuti udza Hezekiah kuti upenyu hwako hwazopera.
But Hezekiah refused to die.
Asi Hezekiah akaramba kufa.
How did he refuse to die?
Ko akaramba sii.
The prophet is saying,
Profita ari kuti,
I heard his prayer.
Ndanzwa munyengetero wake.
So God can hear your prayer tonight.
Mari vanogona kunzwa munyengetero wako iwe.
Even if you are in a fix, if he heard the prayer of Hezekiah and changed his word that he had declared, how about yourself tonight? Maybe God has not declared something about you. It could even be the devil who had declared something on your life.
Now,
if God's word could be changed by the prayer of Hezekiah, it's too little, brother, to change the word of the devil by prayer tonight. You can enforce on the devil through prayer, brother, because there is power in prayer. Now listen to what he says. Now it wasn't the prophet's prayer that healed the king. It was the king's own prayer. Tonight, don't depend on somebody's prayer. I want you to make your own prayer tonight. And God will answer your prayer. And you will know tonight there is power in prayer. It's not the prophet's prayer that healed the king. It was the king's own prayer. What an opportunity tonight. You are going to pray yourself tonight. Your God who is in heaven, who said in the word, if I send even pestilence and send locusts, but if my people who are called by my name, if they pray, I will hear from heaven. You have an opportunity tonight. If you have situations tonight, you are in God's house which was dedicated for the service of hearing him, such that when we pray to him, he will hear from heaven. He even said the word, even if you sin and you are taken captive, but if you bethink yourself and repent and you pray towards this house, Solomon said, hear their prayer, avenge their cause. Tonight we are also saying the same. If you have any situation you have sinned against God, you say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm so sorry. Then you say, hear from heaven thy dwelling place. If God could hear a prayer of somebody who is taken captive, who was far away from the temple, how much about you, my brother? How about you, my sister? It is time to take God at his word and realize there is power in prayer. He was born a prophet. We're continuing. Or maybe just a little bit. Okay. Now, look what prayer does. Prayer changed from death to life. God had said that man is going to die. And I believe Isaiah told the truth. He was born a prophet, and his words were true, came from God. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God had actually told the prophet to say, go tell this man to say, you are going to die. And he said, thus says the Lord, you are going to die. Hezekiah said, yes. I know human beings, they die. But for me to die now, or this week, or next year, no, I refuse. That was a human being, brother. You are also a human being. You can also go to God and say, God, you heard the prayer of Hezekiah. Hear my prayer tonight.
I'm
not looking at whatever situation it is, brother.
I like
also Hezekiah. When he was then told to say, you are not going to die. Asking for a fleece. Shadow going 10 degrees forward or 10 degrees backwards. Don't ask for cheap, easy things from the Lord. Because there is power in prayer, Hezekiah said, the shadow has to go 10 degrees backwards. In other words, it's almost like saying, he didn't want the sun to go 10 degrees forward. He wanted the sun to go 10 degrees backwards. And God did that. Why? Because there is power in prayer. If you want a situation also to be changed tonight, you have the opportunity because there is power in prayer. And Hezekiah's prayer changed the opinion of God. I like that. Prayer changes things. It's the most powerful force that God ever put in the hands of men. It's a sincere prayer offered to God. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Believe it. Try it once. And see if it isn't true. Tonight you have an opportunity to try it. If it is a sincere prayer, and you believe it, it will come to pass, my brother. The prophet says, in the message, the junction of time, as we prepare to pray, and now notice again that not only that, when all hell turns loose, all heavens turn loose also. So tonight, brother, we are not looking at whatever is surrounding you, or what wants even to swallow you alive. Because when hell turns loose, heaven turns loose also. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against it. So tonight, brother and sister, we are taking God at His word. We are going saying, Lord, help me. Tell Him He is the one that fills all space and eternity. Tell Him He is the one who says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. How do you talk to God? How do you talk to your Father? Tell Him everything. At first, tell Him how great He is. That is exactly what Hezekiah did. He said, let it be known that you are the only God that created the heaven and the earth. He said, I know Sennacherib killed these other kings and their gods. He said, because there were no gods, but that's the work of men's hands, wood and stone. But then he said, when it comes to you, Lord, here is an opportunity for you to show that there is none like you. When you approach God in such a manner, brother, you are putting God, you are telling Him exactly where His position is. God will flex His muscles. Tonight, brother and sister, you could have been given vacation to leave your home. You could have been fired, whatever it is, brother. Or it is your last meal. There was once a widow woman. When she had her last meal, brother, the God we are talking about tonight, he came in the form of a prophet. Brother, that was the last time for that woman to be in trouble. If you also want it, brother, if you want it also, sister, you can start telling that problem to say, this is the last time. Brother, say it with your own mouth. We are not going to pray for you tonight. You are going to pray on your own. So that when God answers that prayer tonight, you can say there is power in prayer. There is power when I pray to my God. My God is awesome. He reigns from heaven above. He defeats everything. I want to challenge you tonight as we take our position to say, Lord, help me tonight. I am praying, Lord. I want a child. There was Hannah. She didn't have a child. She was ashamed. But when she went into the temple to pray, when she went into the temple to pray, are you also in the temple, brother? So pray, my sister. That thing which you are longing for, if you want the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is here tonight. Ask with your own very mouth, brother. Ask with your mouth, sister. Are you tired of seed? Praying, you can say, Lord, I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I am coming home. The Lord will hear your prayer, brother. As we stand on our feet, he'll hear your cry. It is possible, brother. There is power in prayer. Prayer changes things. I encourage you tonight, let's take God at his word. Testimonies, you will give your testimonies. Maybe you are tired of clapping hands for other people's testimonies. There is power in prayer. Prayer changes things tonight.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Alleluia. Amen. For thine, for